Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code AUDIO. That's monarch.com, promo code AUDIO.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here. Some breaking news in regards to inflation. This was the number one piece of the inflation number that we were waiting for all week, and it is now here. So I'm going to break that news to you right here, and I'm going to show you market reaction. So let's get over to it. My name is Dan Frio, where hopefully I can be your nationwide mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, you got to stay till the end. I'm going to show you how we do that and more. So without further ado, let's get to today's agenda. Well, mortgage rates, they were basically flat yesterday, waiting for the biggest piece of information that we've had in a long time, and that is the PCE. The PCE is basically the Fed's favorite core inflation measures. It hit 2.6. Well, is that good or is that bad? Well, let's get over to the news. Right through here, here's what the expectations were. The core inflation year over year and month over month. Well, the last reading was 2.8. Well, this was actually revised to 2.9. So the inflation was a little bit hotter than expected. So if we went from 2.8 to 2.6, but then it got revised from 2.9 to 2.6, it's a little bit of a beat, I'll say. So kind of good news there. So it came in right in line at 2.6 is where it was expected. But again, that revision is a little bit of a head scratcher. And then you go month over month. Last reading was 0.2. Is expected to come in at 0.3. It did come in 0.3. So kind of a calm on Wall Street right now. Maybe the VIX will start coming down. So let's get over to see what market reactions are to this. So we go over through here, and we're going to look at two things. We're going to look at the MBS bonds, because the MBS is basically the bond that trades that creates your mortgage rate. Okay. Then we're also going to look at the 10-year treasury. And here's what we're seeing right through here. So let's get it to a one-day chart. We got the 10-year treasury down 0.01. My concern was this was going to go back up to 4.3, and then it was going to break out from there. That was my concern. And then the MBSs, what we follow for mortgage rates, it's up 7 ticks. It was basically, you can see it right through here, it's up, down, up, down, up, down. So it's basically, my thoughts is going to be it's going to be flat for today while a lot of this data gets digested. So that's what we're seeing in the markets right now. So let's flip over and see what the equity markets are faring on all this. We actually have, we had green all the way across the board here a second ago. NASDAQ's giving back a little bit. Well, the S&P's giving back a little bit. Well, the markets are just, I'll say, flat right now based on this data. So that's not bad news there. We got oil coming down as well. That's uninflationary, because if the cost of oil goes down, well, the cost of everything is going to go down. And then we have the U.S. Treasury, like I said, right through here. It's on a downturn as well. So that's the market reactions that we're having right now. Why is this all a big deal? Well, let's get over to what the Federal Reserve actually monitors. So if you look at this, this is basically the economy at a glance. Here's what we get. We've gotten most of these numbers in just this week. And I want to show you basically a compilation of what happened this week and with all these numbers. And then we'll go to a five-day chart of the mortgage rates. So right through here, if you go to economy at a glance, you're going to see the federal funds rate. This is basically the rate that the Federal Reserve controls. This really doesn't do anything in the economy. And here's why I say this. This is interbank lending. Okay. This doesn't affect the rate that you pay on your car or your house or your credit card or anything, but it has a great correlation with it, because when the Federal Reserve raises their target rates, then what happens is banks then raise their short-term rates as well. And then that'll be a compound effect throughout the markets with car loans, credit cards, and things like that. Here's what the Fed watches though. They want to see what's going on in inflation, unemployment, and the GDP. Okay, so we had all these numbers come in this week. So on the inflation front, the number we were at last June of 2022, this inflation number was 7.2. Okay, when in September of this year, right through here, September of 2024, well, last year, Federal Reserve cut rates because this inflation number went from 7.2 to basically 2.1, and they want this number at 2. Well, since they cut rates, the PCE numbers kept going up and up and up. So the fear was it went from 2.1 to 2.3 to 2.4 to 2.5 to 2.6. Right through here, you can see in December, it was 2.6. Is this thing going to keep going up? Well, finally, it's starting to make a turn down. So that's what we're seeing right through here. The PCE came in at 2.5. Unemployment rate, that's staying sticky at 4, which is fantastic historically. Then we got a new revision on the GDP for this week, and is a positive 2.3. So the economy throughout here, kind of I'll give it a thumbs up. So that's what we're seeing right now in the economy. You go over to the CME FedWatch tool. Now, what is this data? Is it going to affect the Fed's decision on cutting interest rates? Not at all, because they're saying basically all these numbers are just coming in at point. We're just going to wait and see how all the other stuff basically settles, what tariffs are going to do, what the immigration policies are going to do, and what all these worldwide events are going to do to our nation as the economy, inflation fronts, and so much other things that we're concerned about right now. So right now it's saying that the Federal Reserve has no chance of cutting rates over the next two meetings. That's all that we're going to focus in on right there. We're just going to focus in on the next 30, 60, 90 days. From there, there's a lot of data going to come in between now and then that will be moving the markets. So off to me, what do I do and how do I do things? Well, I got a public service announcement for you. If you're out there trying to buy a car or a home, I need you to do something. And this isn't for me, it's for you guys. Did you get on the do not call list, or do you just hate getting all those spammy phone calls? Well, how about if your financial data gets sold and then you get the phone calls? Okay, does that freak you out? Well, it does me. So here's what these are called, trigger leads. So when you go out there and apply for a mortgage or a car, what happens is when we pull your credit, credit agency sells your data. Well, if you want to stop that, go to optoutprescreener.com. You got to do it. It'll take you literally 2 minutes to do this. So stop the video, go do this, and then come back to find out who I am and what do I do. So I'll answer that question for you. My name is Dan Frio, where I say I'm your nationwide mortgage loan officer, where our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, it's pretty simple. I work at a federally chartered bank. That means I have a license in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. The reason why I joined the bank is we're helping them grow. So right now we have 30 other lenders between our bank and 30 other lenders. That's where we shop your loan. So think of it this way. We're going to pull one where you're going to put in one application. We're going to pull your credit one time, and then now I have my bank's products as well as these 30 banks. I have their products, their rates, their programs like a down payment assistance program or things like that where we can help you out. So if you can navigate this on your own and you're savvy with all this, God bless you. But if you want to partner with us, basically from application to keys in your hand, we'd love to partner with you. So how do you reach out to us? We go to therateupdate.com. You can do one of, I'll say four things. You can put in an application right through here. What will happen is as soon as you do that, I'll be on the phone with you probably within 24 hours to answer any questions that you have. The next thing is schedule a consultation. You can schedule a consultation. It's one-on-one. Ask any questions that you have, and that's what it's for, okay? But if you want to just call or email me, you can do that as well. Just go to the bottom of our website, and our phone systems are back working. They were up and down, and they were busy and so forth, but now they're working perfectly. So you give us a call, shoot me an email, or I got one last thing for you folks. If you're a homeowner and you're like, hey, Dan, I'm watching these. I watch your program every day because I want to figure out what's going on with the rates. Do I have a good opportunity to refinance? We're going to make that opportunity even better for you. I wonder if we could track this for you. Okay, so go to right to the middle of our page. You're going to see Rate Watch. This is for homeowners. So if you want to put in your information in here and then let me know at what rate would you be considering refinancing? And as soon as that rate hits that number, I'll be giving you a call. We can break down the numbers and the cost and figure if it makes sense to you. So that's our show for this morning. I'll be back later this afternoon to let you know how all this and this mess ends for the day. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. Happy Friday to you. I'll see you back here later at the closing bell. Bye-bye.